Was Bill Shorten's dance moves discussed in Cabinet today? I've put a video up on 2GB.com. The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, dancing with locals in Kiribati in the Pacific Islands. It's gone viral. Now, look, I want to ask Anthony Albanese for his honest assessment of his boss's dance moves.
Well, I think all of us over the age of 25 get a bit ordinary when it comes to dancing. But I think what Bill was doing is showing respect for his hosts. I remember the a great photo of Paul Keating with the full Papua New Guinea headdress.
He was carried in, wasn't he?
Carried in like an emperor. Mm. And, you know, when you visit foreign countries, Julie Bishop wore, of course, a headdress when she was in Iran recently. There are things that you do when you pay respect to people's customs. Malcolm Turnbull doing a nose kiss, of course, in, I'm not sure what the formal term is, in New Zealand, the Maori nose kiss.
I think Anthony's being very generous. I think as a dancer, Bill Shorten makes a very good politician.
So hang on, you're saying Bill Shorten's a good politician?
He should be better off as a politician than he is as a dancer. I think your listeners know exactly what I'm saying.
Well, it's up on 2GB.com. People can see for themselves. Well, Christopher, I don't think you've ever been film dancing before. I know that you correctly selected the winner of the Bachelorette recently. So you've got that score that's fallen your way. But
when
I think
you've popular culture, I'm right in front.
Yeah, you have avoided any dance moves, I think, on camera. But anyway, we'll see how long that goes for.